It's Friday, November 28th, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Witbian. Fraudsters are ready to exploit shoppers this Black Friday with fake deals, shady websites, and pressure to act fast. Colleen Estherezen Andreas, Manager of Forensic Services at Standard Bank Namibia, advises that fraudsters thrive on urgency and distraction, and if a deal feels too good to be true, pause and verify before you pay.
Every year, criminals exploit the shopping frenzy with increasingly sophisticated scams. They prey on urgency, fear, and the thrill of bargaining to trick consumers into revealing sensitive information or making payments to fake platforms. With online shopping at its peak, vigilance is not optional, it's essential. Fraudsters thrive on urgency and distraction. If a deal feels too good to be true, or you're pressured to act immediately, pause and verify before you pay.
Electoral Commission's Chief Electoral Officer, Pietra Sharma, says the Commission must complete all verification steps before officially releasing regional and local authority election results. And as reported by News on One's Envalde Mateus, the Commission had expected to announce the outcomes yesterday, but some remote polling stations are still finalizing counts because of distance and procedural processes.
Sharma described the verification process as complex and critical for ensuring accuracy. He added that the Commission checks the results at the central center and returns any discrepancies to the returning officer for correction, as it cannot change results itself. Affirmative Repositioning Student Command Chairperson Iambo Onesmo said his party is closely monitoring the handling of the result announcement and expressed concerns over the low voter turnout.
To South Africa now, the DA in Tshwane says it will lodge a case of fraud against Deputy Mayor Eugene Modise. The Metro commissioned an investigation into Modise and Triotic Protection Services earlier this year after accusations that the Deputy Mayor was benefiting from a company doing business with the Metro. A final investigation report into the matter was tabled before the council yesterday. The DA's Jackie Ace says the report confirms that Modise is in continual breach of the code of conduct for councillors.
An investigative report confirms that Modise unlawfully benefits from a contract between the municipality and Triotic Protection Services. But instead of recommending Modise's removal from office, the ANC and their coalition partners voted to buy Modise more time.
Continentally, the African Development Bank and European Investment Bank have signed a $275 million financial package to modernize Mauritania's main railway corridor. As per Reuters, the AFDB will provide $150 million and the EIB $125 million to upgrade the line connecting iron ore mines in Zoarate to the Atlantic port of Nouadhibou, the lenders said in a joint statement. To Europe now, new official estimates show UK net migration has fallen by over two-thirds since last year. Lara Bentley reports that between June last year and June this year, there were 200,000 more people in that country. That's compared to around 600,000 the year before.
Analysts say the reason for the sharp drop is due to fewer non-EU nationals arriving for work and study and a gradual increase of people leaving the UK. The government wanted to see net migration fall and has welcomed the decrease, saying it'll go further to reduce levels. There's also new data in asylum applications. 110 people claimed asylum, with Eritrea being the most common nationality, a country where human rights are severely limited. The data also shows half of the asylum seekers arrived illegally, the vast majority via small boats from mainland Europe. Laura Bentley, London.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.